Hey everybody, welcome back to a brand new episode of Popping Off about pop culture. I'm your host, Maggie.
And it's me, Steven.
Welcome to our 100th episode, guys. How exciting!
I guess like starting it, it's not that I was like not hopeful, but I don't know. I never thought we would hit like 100.
Me neither. I mean, like, we obviously have some like bonus episodes thrown in there, but like this is like our 100th like actual episode.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about it. And we've been getting like a lot of new listeners, a lot of more
Yeah.
listens per week.
It's been
So
going well, so
yeah, keep
really
them
happy about it.
coming. Keep them coming.
I just can't believe it's 100.
I know. Like we started this in 2021. That is
Whew.
crazy. Doesn't seem like lifetimes ago.
It does. When we first started, it does feel like a lifetime ago.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, pal.
Here we are
We made it.
with all our tech issues in my parents' basement.
Yes. Oh my God. That was truly like, ooh, we were in the trenches. We were in the fucking trenches.
Yeah, neither of us are tech savvy. It was a big struggle. Now we have the bare minimum down. It's
Yeah.
fine.
Yeah. It's like, it's enough to produce and edit an episode. So it's enough to where we sound clear on the microphones and we, get our points across and whatever.
Yeah, what more could you
So,
ask for?
I mean, not much, really. We could like maybe add some like sound effects or something,
Oh,
but
forget it.
yeah.
People aren't here for the sound effects.
No. Well, let's kick it off with a little bit of a bittersweet story, I guess. Sufjan Stevens announced his new album that came out recently. And okay, I think I just kind of like assumed he was gay or just like, I don't know, not straight, just based on the fact that he had two songs on the Call Me by Your Name movie soundtrack.
Fair.
But he officially came out in, like I said, like a bittersweet kind of way. He says it was dedicated to his partner who passed away in April. And just like wrote a really nice paragraph about him and how like great he was, how in love they were. And yeah, it's just like really touching. And I'm like glad that we're kind of like in a point in time where like if you're gonna come out, like you kind of just say it. It's not like a YouTube video, like a Connor Franta style, you know?
Oh my
Like
God, Connor Franta, that was a moment.
that was such a moment.
But yeah, I agree. I'm glad that like he can just be like, this is the person that I loved. And it's like, okay.
Yeah, and everyone just like accepts it. And we obviously feel sorry for him that he lost the love of his life, but it's also like, oh, okay, you're gay. Well, anyways.
Yeah. I encourage you guys, if you haven't seen this post, to go read it. It's really beautiful. Go listen to his album. I only listened to it once so far, and it was kind of in passing, but it was good from what I heard. So I gotta re-listen.
Yeah, we're always people that need to listen to things a few times before we like form an actual
Like
opinion.
exactly. I don't wanna. I'm sure I like it though. I like pretty much all this stuff.
Yeah, it's all good. No complaints.
Yeah, I'm really sorry for his loss. Seems like he just really loved this person.
I know.
And I'm glad that he can. I'm trying to think of the word. It's not like really commemorate, but
Well,
like
I'm glad.
honor
Yeah.
him with this album, you know?
Yeah, same. But yeah, another like quite well, no, this is not like another weird relationship because that relationship isn't weird. definitely worded that wrong. But a really like weird relationship rumor that's going around is that Gigi Hadid and Bradley Cooper are casually dating. I don't know how to feel about this, honestly. I like need to see like paparazzi pictures of them together in order to like visualize it in my mind.
Yeah, I can see that. I don't think I dislike it. I guess like I'm in the same boat as you. I don't know if I really have an opinion. I just kind of like read that news and I was like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah, it's just like a little bit strange to me. Also, I read that they were introduced through his ex were they ever married? I don't know, ex-wife, ex-baby mama, whatever she is, Irina Shayk. So
Yeah, I don't
yeah.
know. I don't think they were married.
I don't think so either, but
But I,
they have a child together and they were together for a long
yes,
time,
I
so.
also read that. Imagine being her. I'd be so fucking pissed.
Yeah, me too.
How dare you date the supermodel that I introduced you to,
Yeah,
you
fuck you.
whore.
Yeah, you were. I know. I mean,
Talking about
like,
Bradley Cooper, I can slut shame him. I'm
yeah,
not
it's
actually slut
fine.
shame. I'm not actually slut shaming him. But yeah, I just don't know how to feel. I didn't really expect it. It's not like a shock or anything, but
I mean,
I'm like,
just
oh.
because like Gigi Hadid's dating history consists of Cody Simpson, Joe Jonas, and Zayn.
Yeah.
So to go from those people to Bradley Cooper is just, well, let's say to go from Zayn to Bradley Cooper is like, I don't know, odd to me.
Weird jump. Also, he's like
Yeah.
old.
Yeah, how old is Bradley Cooper? He's got to be close to 50.
He's gotta be what, like 45?
At least.
48.
Okay, see, close to 50.
And
And
she
she's
is
27, 28.
something like that. She's in her late 20s. Let's see. She is 28 years old.
Wow,
20
my
years
math's right.
older. See, it's like what do you have to talk about?
We obviously don't know them personally. But it's like, I don't know. Do you just like get to a point as a celebrity, like when you've been just like working for so long? Like she's been modeling since she was like 14, 15, and like not just doing, like little JCPenney ads. Like we're talking like Vogue covers,
Runways,
walking,
yeah.
yeah, walking like Milan Fashion Week every year. Like she has been at the top for a really long time. And then, she obviously had a kid with Zayn. So you just like get to the point where you just like feel more mature and like older than you actually are. So it just like makes sense for you to date someone who's older.
Right. I guess, like, if you've both been in the business, you have like that in common. You can talk about fame, you can talk about that, but I don't know. It's still just like 28 versus 48. Like,
Yeah.
ugh, that's like, I mean, it's not like gross,
Oh, yeah,
like
not gross, just.
like it just like to me it's gross. Like I don't want to date a 48-year-old.
No,
In
no.
my mind, it's gross. But like I'm not like disgusted that they're together.
Yeah,
But
I
for
just.
me, no, that would be gross.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just children.
If I dated a 43-year-old, that would be like the or 44-year-old. I'm not 23. A 44-year-old, that'd be like the equivalent, and that's icky.
Yeah, it's just. I don't know. And I mean, like, Bradley Cooper, he's a. He's a good looking guy. I think he's been People's Sexiest Man Alive like once. So it's not like he's like some weird old man that she's dating, but
Right.
still, I don't know. It's
Yeah.
just, it was just a weird. Oh, well, she also was linked to Leonardo DiCaprio for a
Yeah.
little
They definitely
while.
went on some dates, at least.
Yeah. Well, now he's with like a 22-year-old. So
Exactly. She
she,
was too old.
yeah, she was getting too old for him. So.
Yeah, maybe she's just like sick of the young pretty boys and she wants to go for a little older guy, a little more established.
Maybe.
Because her type was definitely pretty boys before. And
Definitely.
Bradley Cooper, like, maybe he was a pretty boy, but he is not a pretty boy anymore.
No,
Same as
he's
Leo.
pretty rugged.
Maybe
Yeah.
she's attracted to how they looked when she was like a teenager.
Maybe. That's just like what she envisions in her mind when she looks at them.
Right.
I mean,
Like,
I don't know. I don't know. Being a celebrity is just different, a
yeah,
different
your
world.
life is just wow. I
I do like
can't
really want to
imagine.
see some like paparazzi pics of them like walking to a restaurant in New York or something, or just like hanging out. Like I want, like I can't just like visualize them romantically together, like holding
Yeah.
hands or like something like that. I need to
Yeah.
see it.
I need a picture to like visualize the chemistry. Like, what's going on here?
Exactly. Same. Yeah, so I guess stay tuned for that. But let's get into Jada Pinkett Smith, guys. This woman is insufferable.
She's a menace.
She is such a menace. She did a sit down with, who did she sit down with? Was it Gail?
I think it was Gail, actually, now that
Okay.
you're saying that.
I feel like it was Gail that she sat down with. But whatever. She did this in-depth interview. And in that interview, she drops the bomb that her and Will Smith have been separated since 2016. What the fuck? I mean, we all know about the entanglement, and like there's always been rumors that they've had an open marriage and like they're just unconventional and blah blah blah. As someone who branded themselves as being honest, vulnerable, you know, just like being their whole true selves on the fucking Red Table Talk. Why didn't we know that you and Will Smith have been not divorced because they're still legally married, but separated for years now?
It's just like everything on the Red Table Talk seems so phony. Like this whole entanglement thing. Like, why is it an entanglement if you're separated?
Exactly.
And it's like this whole Chris Rock Oscars thing. I know, sorry to rehash it, but like, it makes no sense.
No, it makes it like it makes literally zero sense now, because didn't Will Smith say like keep my wife's name out your mouth? Okay.
I mean, technically it's his wife
I
still.
mean, legally, yes, it is his wife,
But like
but
not in but not really. Like
yeah, but like, you know, in like the common law world, no, they've been separated. So it makes even less sense. And me and Steven literally talked about this last episode when, well, we were talking about Tupac, and you brought up how she posted a video of Tupac and Will Smith on Will's birthday. And I was like, I just feel like they're like life partners. Like they like I don't think that they like are in love with each other, but they just like do life together. And that's exactly what's happening.
yeah, we you really called it. See,
Did.
we just know these things,
I
guys.
know. Seriously.
Yeah, but I'm gonna start a petition to take back her Daytime Emmy Award for the Red Table Talk. I'm sick.
Please. Please. That was like just so fraudulent.
And I said this to Maggie before we started, but what happened to the actress, Jada Pinkett Smith?
I barely remember her.
Like,
I
what
barely
even is she
remember
at this
her.
point?
Like what was her last project?
I don't know.
Exactly.
But it's just like she just says controversial things just to say them. It's like she just likes to stir shit up to like stay famous.
Yeah. And
And
Chris Rock also apparently like asked her out at some point in, I don't know, like a recent time period. I don't remember how long ago she said. So
yeah, I remember that like at some point.
like maybe that also triggered Will Smith to like get up and slap him on the Oscar stage. But it's just the whole situation just makes no sense right now. So I don't know.
I'm looking at her acting history.
Okay, her IMDb.
Oh, she was in the new Matrix movie because she was in all of those, but I feel like that doesn't count because that's a sequel. Angel Has Fallen. Looks like she was not a main character though. Girls Trip was like her last big role.
What was that? Like 20?
2017.
Okay.
And then she was in that Gotham TV show. I forgot she was in that.
Oh.
But okay, she's still like kind of an actress, but like not.
But like
That's not what
not
she's
how she
known
used
for
to
anymore.
be.
That's not what she's known for anymore.
No, now she's known for being a phony baloney and
Yeah.
lying to us.
It's not like Rihanna, where she was a singer, but now she's known for all these other things. It's different. Like, these aren't
No.
good things to be known for.
Yeah.
Phony baloney.
Yeah. I just, yeah, I when I first read the headline, like I didn't even like read the article. I just read the headline where it said that she announced that she's been separated from Will Smith. And I was like, you know what? Fuck you. And I kept
Yeah.
roll scrolling.
I think I did the same thing. I looked at it, I just like sighed.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I just don't have time
Kidding.
to read about all of that nonsense.
And then you know what? We did anyway.
Yeah, no, we talked about it, but you
It's
know what? Whatever. It was a
like
slow
kind of our
week.
jobs.
It was a slow
Not that we get
week.
paid for it,
Yeah, this is our hobby that we really take seriously.
Even though we get grumpy very easily.
Oh my God, I know, but whatever. It's fine. Okay, let's get into our toasts and our roasts, and you can go first.
Okay, my roast is to Drake. He released an album Friday, I guess, whatever, who cares? I mean, a lot of people care, but not me.
Yeah, no.
And he has a song with Lil Yachty. And in Lil Yachty's verse, this is what he says. I let her go, she fine as hell, but baby wasn't stylish. She had big tits like Billie Eilish, but she couldn't sing. And then it like keeps going on.
Yeah.
How dare Drake allow like this lyric in his song? It's disturbing. Remember when she was 17 years old and Drake was hitting her up all the time? She was like, Drake is just the nicest person ever. Now Drake's just letting people, I mean, it's Drake's song technically, so it Drake has
Yeah.
a song where he's talking about her tits. You fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
Disrespectful, borderline creepy, unsettling. What is wrong with this man? And then he like brings up Rihanna in one of his songs.
Oh
Well,
my
like
God,
without
it's
saying it. And it's like,
move
I am so sick
on.
of you. What a fucking incel.
Move on, dude. If you're still talking about Rihanna, this woman is basically married with two children. Like, you guys dated in 2016. I'm sorry that it didn't work out.
Yeah, he's a cuck. What can you say?
He's a cuck. I haven't heard you say that in so
You know what? I only bring it out when I really mean
long.
it. And he's a cuck. Like,
It is.
are you kidding me? Like, this is embarrassing. How do people, and like, everyone just rides Drake, like, these guys just ride D Drake's dick so hard.
For
And it's like,
what?
he's such a fucking loser.
He
Like,
is.
he's like, for real loser. Like, he was an absent father until we all called him out on it. He's pining after Rihanna, who has zero interest in him. He tried to embarrass her on stage. He's talking about Billie Eilish, who he texted when she was a child. Talking
Millie
about
Bobby
having Drake.
Brown, too.
Yeah, I forgot about that too. It's just like weirdo.
Yeah. I always say the last good project Drake had was if you're reading this, it's too late. Everything
Yeah.
after that has been garbage. It's just been a sellout, way to make money, way to climb the charts.
Yeah. Views had a couple hits, but I didn't really like it that much.
Only the singles are good.
Yeah, probably. I don't remember even what.
One Dance.
Like, I don't remember. Yeah, I do remember that single, but like, what was.
Controller.
Okay.
And what's the one with Rihanna?
Too good.
Yeah, that one was good too.
Yeah.
But all those were singles. So
Yeah. Yeah, we really just don't like this man, but it's like, what is there to like? He just does stuff to like make money. And it's like, I respect it, but it's like, y'all just riding his dick so hard.
I know. My
It's
God, it's like
weird.
can we like focus on someone else for once?
Over
Yeah.
it. All right. My toast goes to Andy Cohen for, I think it was a fan question, but for asking Reba this question if she knew what poppers was.
Choice of mine. She was like, well, what are they?
And Troy's like, I'll tell you later. It's just like, why are Reba and Troye Sivan at the same time? That's just always chaotic with the guests.
I know, but sometimes it's so good though, just like the pairings they have, like this was a good one.
Like the fact that they brought up poppers.
I
And
know.
like, of
That's
course,
like
Reba, like, Reba, have you ever done poppers? She's like, I don't think so. And then she turns to Troy, what are those?
he goes, like, I'll tell you later.
Like, I guarantee she has not done poppers, but now Reba is going to know what poppers are, and
Yeah.
that is so funny to me.
Yeah, I will bet my entire savings that, which is not a lot, but I will bet that Reba has never done a popper in her life.
Oh no, there's no way.
No,
But
never.
now she knows what they are.
Yep. Thanks to Troye Sivan and Andy Cohen. Oh my
Just,
God.
oh, like I didn't know I needed that video. And I watched it so many times on loop, like a little 6 second clip.
Oh my God,
Oh,
it's so
she's just
funny.
so
But like,
serious about it. She's like, I don't think so.
yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah. I wish I could hear him explain it to her.
I can just imagine him like really just like being very blunt about it, and she's her being like, "Oh my, well, no, I've never done that."
Yeah,
Oh
pretty
my
much. I feel
God.
like that's exactly how it went down. Because you know he did not
Yep.
hold back. He was like, you snort it. Well, not really snort it, you sniff it and it opens up your booty hole.
Yep. If Reba is actually, oh my God, I wonder if like they went out after and then he made her try a popper. Just for funsies.
Do you think Reba would try a popper at her
I think
age?
in the right environment, yeah.
Okay. Is hanging out with Troye Sivan the right environment? I mean,
Well, maybe not, but maybe she felt safe with him. I don't know.
I know. I hope Reba looked like Googled poppers on her way home.
I know she did too.
Where to find poppers?
My
Classic.
God.
I just really needed that.
Yeah. It was a good moment this week. My roast goes to the NHL for banning pride tape or like pride color tape on hockey sticks and for no longer doing pride nights. Guys, it's tape. It's tape. Like, don't you have a game to focus on? Why are you focused on rainbow tape that could possibly be on someone's stick? And for the Pride Night thing, if it's like against your religious beliefs to not partake in that stuff, then sit your ass in the locker room and sit out the fucking game and put someone else in. I don't give a fuck. Like, what?
Yeah, it's so wild. I know, I like read that headline, and then the more I looked it up, the more mad I got, because then I found out like the Pride Nights were not happening. I didn't even know they were happening in the first place, and it's like, actually, I feel like I might have toasted to the NHL for doing something before. Maybe I feel like I toasted the NHL at some point.
I feel like you're correct.
I wonder if it was because of the Pride Night. I bet you it was.
Okay, well,
I'm like, what else would I have toasted the NHL for?
we're
It's all coming
retracting
back
that.
to me. Yeah,
We're
fuck you
retracting that.
guys. It's.
Yeah. Like, and like also, did they not just see what happened with the what was it? Like Dodger Stadium this summer when they canceled one of their Pride nights during June. And then, because I forgot the whole story. I don't know. We talked about it a little bit on here, I think. And they got like so much backlash from it. And then they like it was back on. And then like the organizations that they said couldn't come were able to come again. So have we learned nothing?
I just like, obviously, it's just a horrible thing in general. But then I just think of like the closeted hockey players who just like don't feel like supported by their own like organization, you know?
Yeah.
Or the out. I'm sure there's at least one or two that are out. I don't know. Beats me. I don't know anything about hockey.
Me neither. I know you skate and you hit a puck across the rink, and
Yeah.
sometimes you beat each other up. That's
Exactly.
all
Yeah,
know.
so it's just like disappointing.
Yeah.
And for queer people who are like wanting to get into the NHL, it's like this, like you should have a safe place wherever you are. And that doesn't feel
Amen.
safe.
Amen.
So yeah.
Yeah. Well,
Annoying, disappointing, disgusting. Ugh.
all the things.
Sports are just so behind the times,
They
always.
really are. Always. Always
Athletics
at
is
least,
so behind the times.
yes, at least like by 15 years, maybe more. But
All right.
I don't know.
Anyway, what are we toasting to? Let's make this positive.
My toast goes to Gwyneth Paltrow for using her Oscar that she won how many years ago as a doorstop. I just think it's so funny. She's like, yeah, it just makes like a great doorstop. And then she like took a picture of it. And it's not like in her house, it's like outside, like in the elements. Like, Getting tarnished.
I hope it's been like that for a long time,
Oh my
and
God,
she's just now telling us.
I'm sure it has. It's just like Gwyneth Paltrow is just so out of
Oh.
touch, and sometimes it like borders on offensive, and I get that, but like this is funny.
I
This
just
is
like
funny stuff.
don't think it's offensive because she's just so delusional.
Yeah.
Like she has no malice in this. She's just insane. Like I want to sit down with her so bad. I just want like to have a cup of coffee with her.
Oh my God, you would leave there feeling like you probably like took an acid trip or something. Or took an
She
acid trip. Took a hit of acid.
is just wow.
Yeah, like everything from like her vagina scented candles to like how she only like takes in how many calories a day, and she's like, I it's so healthy for me, but like I feel like garbage at the same time. And now this, it's so funny.
It's like it's just like obviously when she says stuff like that, like the eating thing, like that can be dangerous to others, but I just feel like Gwyneth Paltrow is so delusional that you're like not taking her seriously, which is why
Yeah.
I don't think it's like dangerous. Like who's looking up to Gwyneth Paltrow? Like little
Yeah.
girls are not, because she's also like I don't know, like little kids don't know who she is anyway. So it's like who's
No.
looking up to Gwyneth Paltrow for things like that? You know she's crazy.
Yeah, I'm
And
definitely
like
not looking to Gwyneth Paltrow as my moral compass. So.
exactly. And then like the vagina scented candle, like brilliant. Like somebody like Cardi B would do it as like a joke, like funny to make some money. No, she's dead ass. This is her brand.
Yes, she's so serious.
Just love it. Oh.
Oh my
Oh
God.
man.
It's just too good. It's too good. All right. You guys know where to find us on Instagram at Popping Off About Pop Culture. You can stream us anywhere you listen to podcasts. Give us a like, subscribe, a follow, a 5-star rating, anywhere you can do that. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell a stranger on the street. And thanks for listening. If you've been listening since the beginning, you're such a real. You're such
Yeah.
a real. And you
You
deserve
are.
the
Happy
world.
100.
Yes. Yeah. And oh, listen to Troye Sivan's new album that comes out by the time this episode will
Oh
be.
yeah, and his music video with Ross Lynch.
I didn't know that.
Oh, well, this is news to her. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Anyway,
Okay.
watch it.
Yep. I
Okay,
will do that.
bye.
Okay. Bye.